Good morning. High pressure is keeping it dry and cold across interior New York and New England, where the clear sky temperatures dropped off quickly last evening. But now some clouds are starting to stream in well in advance of the next storm. And readings are mainly in the single digits and lower teens across the region to open up the day. And with a breeze out of the north and northwest, the wind chill is even closer to, if not below, zero. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a low pressure center, which will evolve off the mid-Atlantic coast and begin to deepen as jet stream energy enters in from the north and west. The storm will track to the north and east along the mid-Atlantic coast south of Long Island to a position east of Long Island early tomorrow morning. At this point, the storm system will stall out. The result will be snow picking up in intensity, especially across southern New York and New England. The snowfall rates will increase to 1 to 3 to as much as 2 to 4 inches per hour. Temperatures will hold in the middle teens to around 20. The snow will reach all the way back into the Mohawk Valley, the western Catskills, and northern New York up into the Champlain Valley, although it will be lighter overnight tonight in these locations. Snow, heavy at times, from the Hudson River east during the day tomorrow, with snowfall rates of about 2 to 4 inches an hour, and the winds increasing at times over 20 to 30 miles per hour. At times, the wind could gust over 30 and even over 40 miles per hour in New England and closer to the storm center. In these locations, blizzard warnings have been issued to the north and west of the blizzard warnings in central and northern New England, and through the Capital District of New York, winter storm warnings are in effect from this afternoon through early Wednesday morning. By the time the storm is over, we will look for a dusting up to a couple of inches of snow in extreme northern New York and Vermont, including the Champlain Valley, and also out in the Mohawk Valley toward Utica and the western Catskills. Along the I-88 corridor and up toward the Lake George area and points north and east into central and northern Vermont, as much as 4 to 8 inches of snow, with the Catskills, the greater Capital District, and southern Vermont seeing as much as 8 to 12 inches of snow. As we get closer to the storm center and parts of the Hudson Valley south of Poughkeepsie, east into the Taconics, the Berkshires, extreme southeastern Vermont, and most of New England, at least 1 to 2 feet of snow, with some amounts reaching the 30-inch mark. There'll also be considerable blowing and drifting of the snow right on through tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, as the snow winds down, the wind will continue to be gusty into Wednesday morning, and we'll have increasing sunshine on Wednesday afternoon with highs in the mid-20s. On Thursday, sunshine will give way to increasing clouds as another disturbance approaches. This storm, not nearly as strong, but could bring some light snow Thursday evening and overnight and into early Friday morning. High temperatures on Thursday and Friday will be in the middle to upper 20s. Behind that system, it becomes windy on Friday afternoon and temperatures start to drop. Highs on Saturday with some sunshine only near 20 degrees and then staying in the teens on Sunday with another chance of snow showers. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter weather advisories have been issued from central Pennsylvania east to the mid-Atlantic coast for mainly light snow as the maturation process of this next storm gets going. North and east from coastal New Jersey through New York City, Providence, Boston, and up past Portland and into down east Maine, blizzard warnings are flying. In these locations, 1.5 to 2.5 feet of snow will fall with wind gusts exceeding 50 miles per hour. The wind could gust as high as 75 miles per hour out toward Cape Cod. At the height of the storm, snow could fall at the rate of 2 to 4 inches per hour. Considerable blowing and drifting of snow will occur under these conditions from late tonight through the day tomorrow. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 3 above zero, a northwest wind at 22 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 35 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 10 above zero, the dew point 2 below, 58% relative humidity, a north wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.10 inches, and it is currently holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 14 below zero at Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City snow 1 to 3 inches with highs near 30. Boston increasing clouds with highs in the mid-20s, and in Buffalo light snow with highs in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 36 degrees, the low 13, the average temperature 25, that's 3 degrees above normal. Just a trace of snow yesterday, 7.1 inches for the month and 31.6 inches for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 14. The record high 59 set in 1950 and the record low 17 below zero in 1920. Sunrise this morning, 7:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5 p.m., 9 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sun giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the teens. Thickening clouds with a chance of some light snow, mainly toward Glens Falls and into central Vermont tonight. Lows 0 to 10 above with readings below 0 in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, thickening clouds with light snow moving in this afternoon and highs in the mid-20s. Snow heavy at times tonight, gusty winds with blowing and drifting snow with lows around 20. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with snow showers today and highs in the upper teens. Cloudy with light snow likely tonight with lows in the lower and middle teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, thickening clouds with light snow moving in this afternoon, highs in the lower 20s. Snow heavy at times tonight, gusty winds with blowing and drifting snow, and lows in the upper teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Thickening clouds with light snow moving in this afternoon and highs in the lower 20s. Snow heavy at times tonight, windy with blowing and drifting snow, especially across the higher terrain, and lows in the mid to upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, snow heavy at times, especially in the Hudson Valley, south of Albany, and east into New England. Windy as well, with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Increasing sunshine Wednesday in the mid-20s. Increasing clouds with a chance of light snow late in the day on Thursday and Thursday night in the upper 20s. Leftover snow on Friday morning, then increasing sun and wind. Temperatures falling through the 20s. Only near 20 for a high with sunshine on Saturday, and a mix of sun and clouds with snow showers Sunday, and highs staying in the teens. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.